Telefonplan.
Where are we?
We're in Stockholm at Telefonplan.
Telefonplan sounds nice. We're here with Hyper Island. You guys are actually with Aftonbladet though. What's your job?
I'm a sales manager at the advertising department. So.
I heard an interesting stat earlier on that Aftonbladet was the first, or one of the first, to have start making more money from online advertisement than print advertisement. How is this possible?
I don't know. Maybe a good focus the last couple of years. So this year, 2012, at the first time we do more money in online advertising than in print advertising.
So tell me, what works most online for your particular readership?
What work in? You mean in the client's point of view, or?
As in, where is the most money being made? There's different ways to make money online. You've got paywalls, you've got advertisement within the stories themselves.
It's from traditional advertising on our homepage, but also on web TV and in our mobile device.
So do you just have lots and lots of loyal people willing to give you money to advertise on your spaces because Aftonbladet has been going for nearly 200 years?
Yes, we have a lot. But we also have a lot of big clients, the biggest clients in Sweden, and they're all at our platforms. So
how much a year comes from advertising revenue?
Totally, it's around 900 million Swedish crowns. It's 150 million dollars.
Wow. What percentage of that is via the paywall?
The paywall this year is around 40 Swedish million crowns.
That's a lot of people feeling confident enough to pay to get past that paywall. How does it work? Is it a total block or a freemium?
It's a freemium version, and we have had it for 10 years now, so we've been in the game for quite a long time.
10 years you've had a paywall?
Yeah.
What did people think?
They thought we were crazy in the beginning, but hey, we're still crazy, but we were bold.
Now you're crazy and rich.
I'm not crazy and rich, I'm only crazy. No, but we were definitely one of the first papers to do this, and now it's getting more common, and everyone's looking at us and expecting us to do well and do much better than we do already. So it's a big journey ahead.
Is that why you're here, the big journey ahead?
Yeah, it is. We have a really exciting years in front of us, so I think we are very ready for the next coming years, Aftonbladet.
It's quite interesting because I've been suggesting some things and thinking, you know, I'm talking about the future. And then a couple of people have said, actually, this is a secret. I can't, you know, obviously we can't talk about it here. But one of the things you said, we're doing in a few weeks and we're very, very excited. And I'm like, whoa, that's going to be huge. And so there's a lot of planning going on in the background. You're confused now because you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you in a minute. But it is genuinely exciting. I think Aftonbladet is such a huge company that sometimes there's not that much communication of what is about to happen inside. Would that be fair to say?
It is, maybe, because Aftonbladet's always been doing a lot of things at the same time. We have to, because there's so much happening in the world. So we have to, you know, come up with new things, new services, new formats and everything. And okay, occasionally the different departments doesn't really, you know, communicate, but we're here today. We're a bunch of people, and let's make future.
But at the same time, I think our management have been very clear about the vision, and they are very offensive what we have to go, and they have been very clear about that. So. Yeah.
Interestingly, you know, I was the one asking the questions today, but you asked me a question, and that was, do I pay for news? How did you feel about my answer, which after a little bit of thought, I thought, actually, no, I don't pay for any news.
I was surprised that you didn't reply, no, I don't, immediately.
Okay.
You had to take a moment and just consider, do I or do I not?
I do so many transactions online, You know, once a day I'm paying for something, and then or I'm getting an email saying $1 has been taken out because you've backed up your tweets to this service. I lose track of what it is I'm purchasing. But then I had to think, no, I get a lot of news, but none of that is for news. How do you see yourself reaching those people?
Reaching people already paying for content, or
who don't pay for content?
Who don't pay for content? Oh, that's a hard question, though. Maybe to create something new and exclusive that you can step by step convert them into like paying customer in some way.
So ease them into the confidence, ease them into the feeling that it's okay to give you guys money because they're getting something they can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Yes, definitely. But I mean, Aftonbladet's got an enormous reach. We have over 5 million unique visitors each week. That's.
I'm starting to think about paying to advertise with you.
You should. We could do something really good with your brand. Trust me. And we put you behind paywall. Let's make some money out of you. You can be a keynote speaker.
Okay.
At the same time, do we actually want people to pay for our content? Maybe we should have that part too, but in the long run, we have to consider if it's the best business for us is to like to be an open source or to be like paying for content in some way.
There can be different kind of levels. There can be a paywall level, and there can also be a registration level where you don't pay, but you give us a little bit more information about yourself, and we, you know, we can tweak the content and the services from that. And the ads.
So many ideas. I feel very positive for the next 180 years of Aftonbladet. Please give me your names.
Daniel Nielsen.
And I'm Lovisa Models.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.